And so I poured the brewed absinthe like into like the cup with the other stuff. It wasn't bad. The concoction I made for the King's Cup with the absinthe, like it wasn't good by any means, but like whenever, like when I took a sip and I passed it around, I was like, no, actually, like try that. They were tasting it and they're like, that's not like unbearable. Like for what it is, kind of decent. And I know we've started already, but you know.
Have we? I don't think we have.
No,
did
that
we?
That time was counting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
We
yeah.
did.
I can feel his smile from the other side. I can feel him going, yeah, we started.
Oh. I'm not just on the other side of the wall. I'm far, far away.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
The other side. I mean, the other Wait. Side is like of reality.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who's there?
Well, hi.
Hi there, guys. Welcome back. Sorry for the long delay.
Talking about absinthe. I had absinthe last night for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a drink. It was really good. It was at Baby G's. Is that what it's called? Solomon, you know Baby G's?
It's like stealing absinthe from
it's
a baby.
It's up here. It's in Long Beach.
You're asking the guy who's never had a drink, like, ever. So, yeah.
That's a bit of lore right now.
That's crazy lore to drop. Work. I live.
I haven't drank this month.
I don't drink often. Are you doing dry January?
I am, yeah.
I don't drink often, but I was, like, out on the town last night, and this drink was so good. It had, like...
Didn't you go out the night before, too?
Yeah, but that's different.
I don't drink
a
lot,
though.
Yeah,
that's different. That's different though, because it's drag race season. And so it's no different than all the guys doing their like Sunday night football. I go to a gay bar every Friday to watch Drag Race. But it's like, it's not really like going out because it's literally right next door to my best friend's house. And so we literally just go, watch the episode and then go back. So okay. We're not like raging. Right. We're just, it's like a nice place. It's fun to watch it with people. And like, I don't have cable. So It's the way to watch it. And I mean, my bestie's friend is a bartender. So we do get like, a free drink, but we're not like raging. It's chill vibes.
Okay.
But I have been drinking more than I normally ever do. But it's okay.
It
we're having a party.
This time. Isn't actually an episode, Maddie. This is an intervention. Yeah. All her friends and family are about to walk on
yeah,
in.
Coming through the door right
me
now.
Had like.
Me had.
Me.
Me had eight drinks.
Yeah. That's
the brain
funny.
Cells are already gone. She didn't have a lot to begin with, guys. We can't do anything.
Yeah. Well, I think that's more to the fact that I was up until like almost four.
I was too, but I was doing laundry and cleaning up my room. I was sick this past week, guys. And it.
Ill.
It took me. You can probably still hear it in my voice a little bit. I got a lot of cough drops right here just in case I start. The lung exits my body again.
Oh, nice.
It's just residual effects. I'm not still sick. We're good. So with that in mind, this episode is brought to us by Hall's Cough Drops.
I wish.
They didn't pay for it or anything, but it just would not be possible without me taking as many cough drops as I've taken so far today.
I love a cough drop.
So once again, they are in no way endorsing this.
But they are responsible.
But they are responsible for everything that I'm
love
about
it.
To say.
I feel like
I would
been,
not say it without them.
I feel like it's been a lifetime since we've been here. Well, because it's just, I feel like it has been longer than usual.
Yeah.
Because you were so ill. Mm-hmm. And also, and also I just haven't been on as much, like on like everything as much, just because I like, it's been a lot. And we went like powered through the holidays.
Yeah.
So I feel like January came and I was like, you know what I mean? And also just like, I feel like the world has just been, it's a different world than it was 3 weeks ago.
It's amazing what happens when someone starts texting a boy, isn't it?
Oh, that's not what I was even talking
that's
about.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. Oh. Solomon, have you heard the news?
No, he doesn't.
No, I haven't.
Maddie went on a date.
I did.
With a boy.
I did.
And I was the closest to her location in case she got human trafficked.
Yeah.
So I had to be watching that.
No, and honestly, it was lovely. And honestly, though, you were very helpful, so thank you.
Yes.
I feel like I am, not to just... chat about us for a second.
No, we're chatting about us right now. We'll get to Quicksilver by Callie Hart later.
But I feel like I'm in a new era because I, and not to like spill all of my tea, but I've been wanting to say this to you because it's going to be nice. So like, just be prepared. Because like, to be honest, I don't like date because I think I'm a little bit scared of men and like, not in like a spooky way. I just like, well, I think it's like, I'm surrounded by like gays, love. But I'm not really surrounded by many like straights, except for like in here, straight men. And like my dad's great. Like, don't get it twisted. It's not like daddy issue moment. But like I'm scared of like boys my own age because when I was in high school, this is deep Maddie lore. when I was in high school, a boy told me that no guy would ever like me because I'm too much of a nonconformist. And it's a complex I've carried with me for like 14 years. Wow. Yeah. It like, it's
you kind know what of, nonconformist means?
I don't know, but imagine being a 14-year-old girl and an older boy saying that to you. Devastating. It gave
me a
hit. I'm
still trying to imagine being a 14-year-old girl. Hold on, I'll get there.
It's a journey. There was a lot of Tumblr involved, which is how.
Oh, that'll do it. All right.
Yeah. And Wattpad. All that's to say is I just like, it stresses me out, but this is when I'm going to get nice and stuff. So I'm like nervous, like straight men my age make me nervous, but I think that this has kind of helped. This is going to sound crazy, I know, but like having to depend on someone. Why are you leaning away? I'm being nice. I think it's made me feel a little better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you've helped me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
so,
you.
So
You're
do you
welcome.
Feel like you feel like straight men your age are going to say something to insult you?
I don't know. It's just like I just like am like this always. Like uh-huh. kind of get away from me. Like mm-hmm. you know.
It,
what are you going to say?
Me. All of your friends that were all together for a few of these instances mm-hmm. talking you down.
Oh, you're going to, yeah. You're gonna.
So how much do you want me to say?
You can say it.
Okay.
You can say it. Spill my tea. It's okay.
She's been texting this guy.
Who I went to high school with. Not the guy who told me that.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
that'd
but
be
I went
crazy
to high
switch
with
up.
Yeah. No, not that guy. He was very nice to me in high school.
So with all that happening, you've been texting him back and forth, and he's always been very like communicative because he travels a lot.
He's really busy and he has like a fancy job, and I think he's kind of rich.
And like left the country for like 4 months after you guys like hung out one time, right? Or you were about to hang out.
It was when we had started talking. He left for a month.
Yeah, so he left the country for a month, but he straight up told you that he was doing
Yeah. And I was like, he wishes I was dead, actually.
Yeah, so she's coming to us, all of us being like, so it's never gonna work out. He's a lying piece of shit who's gonna murder me. And we're all just like, whoa.
I never said that. But he did text me. I was like, you know what, Maddie? New Year, new me. And so we were together on New Year's Day and I texted him and I was like, Happy New Year. Because I hadn't heard from him in kind of a while because it was like the holidays and he came back
from
the
trip.
And, you know, it wasn't like tea. And I was with him and he goes, what's your New Year's resolution? That's the first thing he said to me after I said Happy New Year. And I was like, ew.
She viscerally got sick and so, like throws her phone down like, ew, why the fuck would he text me that? Me and the other four people in the room just look at her and go.
They're like, Maddie, fucking relax.
Maddie, one, it's New Year's Day.
Yeah, it was New Year's.
Two, the last thing you texted him was Happy New Year.
I was like, why does he want to know my business like that?
You're just
like,
and you were so
Oh no. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to die.
And then,
and then
literally the next day he was like, are you free tonight? And I said, yes. And then I was like texting, and Alexandros was very kind mm-hmm. in my big group chat and he helped me pick out an outfit.
Yeah, no, you got the ick when he asked you out though.
I did. I almost didn't go.
He asked her out and like a total, you know, see?
Sorry.
And she just goes, ew, what? No, I'm not. Why would I do that?
It was more ew, like, ew, I'm nervous, not ew him.
I know. But after all the other conversations, all of us are just texting back like, Maddie,
like,
I
bitch,
swear.
Relax. Yeah. But I went on a date and it was really fun and he was really nice and like.
Had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. But now he's out of the country again. So.
We'll made it to some bases.
Okay. No, don't spill all my tea like that.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God.
Which base? I don't know.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
It means a lot of things right there.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a different person now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're good.
Because I feel like it made me feel a little bit more confident. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I did something I was really scared of. And I made a bingo card of things I want to accomplish this year. And I've already done 3 of them.
Good for you.
Thank you. I'm excited. So yeah, new year, new me. But like for real, actually. But then he died at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Full disclosure. When you shared your location and everything, just to be like, you know.
Going
secondary location, that's the safe thing to do in the world, of course, obviously. I had no service for the 3 hours of your date. So
if something had happened to you,
it would have been a problem.
You weren't home.
I was right by my house at the theater rehearsing.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a dead zone in there.
Yeah.
So I saw all that afterwards and I was like, don't worry. I had your back.
Yeah.
I did not have your back at all.
Yeah, it's okay. You had my back leading up to and then after when I texted you. I sent him like a 5-minute long voice message a little bit crashing out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like.
Because he was transparent and communicated with you again that he was going on another trip because he's quite prone to doing that, it seems.
Yes. But honestly, it's okay. Like, it's not giving like, I don't want to spill his tea, but okay. It's just like fun. Like it's not giving like anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of like skipping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like gallivanting.
Point is, all your friends are with you. We all talked you down.
Yeah.
Like, hey, everything's okay. Based on what we're reading, everything's checking out.
Do the things you're scared of, everyone. That's the message for today.
Depending on what it is.
Depending on what it is. Anyways.
Disclaimer. Should we...
talk about it? Yeah. Thank you for listening to me spill on my tea.
That was the exciting stuff.
Not to mention in the past 24 hours, we also lost TikTok and got it back.
Oh, yeah.
This is
I was
crazy.
Ready to talk about how excited I was that TikTok was gone.
Oh, I wasn't.
I was so excited because, no, guys.
Sorry, small 1-minute long
tangent. Trying to be the content creators that we're trying to be here. Every time Maddie posts something, works great.
On TikTok.
Every time I post something on TikTok.
He gets us fucking flagged.
It gets flagged as unoriginal content, as QR content.
Yeah, it's weird.
As violating the terms. And I'm like, I see this exact, and I just use CapCut templates.
Which is.
That TikTok directs me to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, no, we don't allow this kind of thing. And I'm like, what is this about?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Senator, I'm Singaporean. What is this? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Singapore, I'm Senatorian.
The way everyone was commenting that all day yesterday, crazy. Anyways, but yeah, we have TikTok back again, and I'll be in charge of it.
You can be in charge of it. I never want to look at it again.
I will continue.
Did we say this last time? I got logged out of our TikTok.
Yeah, for a long time.
And then when I re-logged back in finally, I ended up logging into your TikTok.
He has access to all of my personal social media accounts.
I don't know how this happened. I don't.
You could ruin my life if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But don't. Okay.
Remember that the next time we do a book that I don't want to do. I'm just kidding.
Okay, period.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Okay, now to Quicksilver.
It's like we never tangented for 12 minutes.
Well.
Amazing.
It's been a long time since we've been here, so. So Quicksilver by Callie Hart, a romantasy novel.
Yes, a few people recommended this in our comments, and it felt like a good way to, you know, start off the new year.
Yeah.
New fantasy.
Well, it kind of like really has been popping off.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. On like TikTok.
I know Audible was telling me to download it.
Yeah, it was the first.
You would love this. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, yeah. No, the new romanticy moment.
That's what people
say. Do you
want
to say, share your thoughts kind of first?
Yeah. I didn't like live for this one. Like, I didn't feel like there was anything groundbreaking mm-hmm. about it. Like, that doesn't mean that it was bad in any way. Like, I thought it was well written.
I think the cover's really fugly.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like AI. Art and it's ugly.
Let me see this. Hold on.
Sorry.
Really looking.
He looks weird.
That's because he's crying the Quicksilver right there. I think that's a pretty cool touch.
It is a cool touch, but I just wish he looked better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I the bright purple butterflies. I get it's supposed to be her, but I'm like.
I feel like.
Strike the deal. Pay the price.
It's giving Zayn's Pillow Talk music video. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
That's what this is feeling like.
Yeah, something about his face feels too small, too. Sorry, not to drag this AI art, but I don't like it.
And hopefully it's not AI art.
I think it is. It looks like it.
Is it? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Please tell me she didn't do that. No, I'm not going to. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to say that that's not what happened.
Okay, I hope that you're right. Anyways.
Okay.
I thought she was cute.
You liked it?
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. There were just too many moments with it that I was just like, What's going on? Granted, I was really sick throughout this process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
We both had a lot going on while we were reading this.
I do.
Oh, and we live in like California, so it was kind of crazy because of like the fires. So things were kind of spooky town up in here for a while. But it's okay now.
We're all good.
I mean,
now.
Some people aren't, but we are. Yeah. Yeah. <a little.
laughs> Be like that sometimes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, so shall we like kind of go through?
Yeah, let's.
Oh, it's Fane, not Vane. Sarah's Fane.
Fane, oh.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, Fane. So it's kind
of... I only
of,
the audiobook, so I...
Yeah. It a little bit gives, like, every kind of romanticy you've ever read, which, mm-hmm. like, not a read, just a fact.
No, honestly, the second I started this, the first chapter was talking about wards, the sickness, the walls. It was all these other things.
Like all the guards. Buzzwords.
I was like, we're so back,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, we're here.
We are back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Classic fantasy adventure.
Yes.
Here we go.
And of course, there's like, you know, a young girl who like is poor in like a desert.
She's got some daggers on her. Of course she does.
Of course she does. Yes. long black hair, you know, and she like, okay, so there's the thing with the ring. She steals a ring.
It's a gauntlet.
Gauntlet. Sorry.
Yeah. So fighting a guard, ends up stealing his nice metal gauntlet.
Yes, gauntlet.
Sorry, valuable. Sorry, it's got some gold in it.
Wrong piece.
Real desert, you know, vibes. It was giving Dune.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Okay, yeah. So just no water, city is crumbling, thousands of years old.
Yeah.
No sustainability, immortal queen that's been ruling over the humans. I'm like, all right, I feel like I've seen this one before. Let's see where this is going.
I think I've seen this film before.
One thing leads to another.
She gets caught.
Gets caught.
And then she like
ends up. Yeah.
Hayden, his name being Hayden sent me to the moon.
Why?
Because Hayden is such like a bro from here's name. You know what I mean? Like, how many Haydens do you
know? We have Carrion, Saris, Kingfisher, Hayden.
Hayden? I was like, be so for real. Be so for real. Crazy. And, you know, she goes to like, or she's like, gets caught. And yeah. She's like in the place with her. And she like touches the sword in the ground.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We got to talk about the queen first.
Oh, talk
her. Sorry. That's just... this is where I was like really writing notes because it was right before I got sick. So this is all
you had a fervor in life within you.
Mm-hmm. So this was just funny to me because like when she's caught, she seems like she genuinely just cares about like herself and her family.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden she's given like this huge rebellion speech to the captain.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Like, I am Paul Maudie Atreides.
It was giving Katniss from the Hunger Games.
Yes. Like, if we burn,
like,
you burn with
us. You cannot
us.
Stop us all. We will rise up from the... And the captain's just dragging her like, dude, fucking just drink the water.
Girl, I don't, please. Not all this.
What is this? She's brought before the queen. And the queen is just like, you're working with them to kill me, aren't you? Blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, so she's schizophrenic. That's cool.
I'm like, that bitch is psycho.
She's tweaking the fuck out.
Well...
Talk her down from that ledge real quick. Yeah. Captain of the Guard, let's do something there. And Sarah's a little just like, what? Because she's been stabbed at this point too, I think.
She's like, I've been through enough. Please, not all this.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Then the queen is like, you know what? Kill her and then burn all of her friends and family. And I was like, oh, well, all right. That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
I do support the queen's decision to do that.
I mean, she's getting rid of the problem that's bothering
you. You know, immediate, efficient. No problems with that on my end. No leaving anyone alive to suffer for revenge.
Well, yeah.
You know, we need more of that from our psychopathic rulers.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Unfortunately, it takes an immediate downturn when the captain of the guard starts torturing Saris.
Yeah.
I was disappointed in his torture method.
What was it?
Zero
again?
Out of 10 for imagination. He stabs her in the stomach.
Oh, yeah.
With a sword.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's what you do for torture? Just stab her in the stomach. And then like he stabs her a few more times in other places. I'm like, well, start with the shoulder, bro. What are you starting here for?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now all the organs are falling out. They're not going to feel anything.
Oh, yeah. She's like, bleh.
Too much blood loss. They're going into shock. They're not going to feel anything
else.
That's true.
You know she'll probably pass out eventually.
Like, I'd be like, if I were the queen, I would be like, that's not how you torture someone. Yeah, and then he has the audacity to be like, this is the part where you scream. Bro, she can't. She has no air in her anymore.
Yeah, she's dead.
You punctured a lung at this point. What
girl,
do you
that bitch is dead.
You want screams, you start with the shoulders and the arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are we...
You would know.
Obviously, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my go-to Saturday night.
Purr. That's what you were up to last night while I was drinking absinthe.
Mm-hmm. Right when I was feeling better and my cough was going away, I was like, someone stabbed me in the stomach.
Work.
Then she sees that sword that you were talking about.
There we go. Sorry, I skipped
away. Just so interesting to me that... Madra brings this girl to the one place that nothing can ever be touched or disturbed. Mm-hmm. This is where the Quicksilver, roll credits, rests. It is where the pools to the other realms is. Nobody can touch it or disturb it. Go torture her right next to that one thing that we never want touched ever.
Yeah, that's really dumb.
No, I get that, like, she's got the special powers and everything.
Yeah.
But I just personally wouldn't take anyone in there.
Yeah. It seems like a holy place of a sort.
Like I said, that's where I feel like Madra went wrong. She's totally with it. With kill this girl, kill her brother, burn the family, burn the ward down.
But let's be smarter.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, do it right there on the floor where you just were.
Yeah.
Why are you taking her to the separate room now?
Yeah.
With the special sword.
Yeah, stupid.
Okay.
If anything, it's just going to get messy.
But I was like, all right, we got to get this plot started. Yeah, so she grabs the sword that's sitting in the metal floor right there, pulls it out, kills the guard after like some other actualization of powers stuff. Melts him in liquid metal, which I thought was fucking badass.
I know. I was like,
okay.
I like this, the like silver, the alchemy of it. I think it's really
cool. That aspect of this was it's the different. Thing. That was the main differential part.
That's what of set this it apart from things.
Story. So yeah. I was kind of like, all right, I like the alchemy.
Yeah, I agree.
Have you ever watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood? I know you haven't. No. So for anime fans out there that like this, check out Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood like specifically. Yeah.
Brotherhood.
There's another one called Full Metal Alchemist. It's not as good. It doesn't follow the source material, but Brotherhood does.
Work.
Yeah.
Good to know.
A guy turns his daughter into a dog. Spoiler alert. And it's that's the most crazy. Horrifying thing ever.
Oh, damn.
It still affects people to this day when they think about it.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well.
Horrible, horrible stuff. But anyway, grabs a sword. In comes a hot guy.
In comes a real hot guy.
In comes a real
hot
guy.
I did like him. I just hate his name.
Yeah, Kingfisher.
Kingfisher?
Okay, speaking of which, I was watching an anime while I was sick, too. There was a mech, like a giant suit of robot, a mech.
Like a transformer?
Like something like that, yeah. Okay. Think that size.
Mm-hmm.
But it's human-controlled.
Oh, okay.
And its name was Kingfisher.
Ew, that's weird.
And I was like, what are we doing
here? That's so weird.
Why is it Kingfisher? Why are two Kingfishers?
I'm like, let's do anything else, kind of.
Yeah, I wasn't living for that name, and I kind of wasn't living for this guy throughout.
I kind of was.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Yeah. Well, I think I was just in a specific place.
He was too inconsistent with what he was saying and what he was doing to me, at least. Like, there was a part way later on when they accept that they have feelings for each other. He says something where he's like, if it were up to me, we'd never be apart. And this is right after the conversation he has where he's like, yeah, after all this, I'm going to kill myself probably.
Yeah. No, that part, that was giving a little, we're all over the place.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And he's like, I accepted the bond. Yeet.
Yeah, I was like, well, what do you mean if it were up to you? You just said, since it is up to you, you're going to off yourself.
Yeah, that was a little psycho. I'm following
you. I mean, granted, he is going crazy and is like, dude, I'm losing it.
Yeah. Anyways, they like meet and it's kind of giving like, you know, there's like tension immediately. Uh-huh.
So he grabs her and pulls her through the pool of Quicksilver.
So cool.
And now they're in a different world. Yeah. This world has snow.
Yeah, and she's like from the desert, so she's gagged.
It's cold. She's freaking out. Mm-hmm. I saved this quote. It rained once when I was 8. And then I said, POV, you live in California.
I was going to say the same thing. Sounds like us. Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, no. You all right?
I'm dying.
Yeah.
I apologize if you hear the lozenge in my mouth, everyone.
Lozenge.
I'm suckling on a cough drop right now.
Ew.
Giving it a good little.
Oh, God. Sorry, guys.
ASMR, I'm a little sickies.
Okay,
and
so
then immediately goes into one of my favorite tropes. That's not my favorite, but it's like every time it comes up, I'm like, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
It rained once when I was. Nope, that's not.
That's right. Not it.
Nope. Fuck, no, I fucked it up. We had to stop.
It's okay. No, you're saying when they do the like.
Oh my God, they're going
to
make me bathe and give me water and nice clothes.
It's giving. It always reminds me of Hunger Games every single time.
Well, Hunger Games is different because then like, you actually have to go get murdered after that.
Oh, well, of course. But it just that whole thing reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm.
When they're like, oh, everything's so nice and fancy and there's food that is like.
Well, in Hunger Games, I would argue that it's a huge like violation and everything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I feel you there.
In this one, it's go take a bath.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not gonna.
Like, girl, please, girl, it'll be better for everyone.
She mentions several different times how much she stinks.
Yeah.
In this book. She's like, I am stinky.
It's giving that TikTok you made of the like when there's a girl who's never
male,
when there's a human who's never showered once in her life.
Every time.
Yeah.
And it's just,
it's bizarre.
So the narrators will always like mention when they have something specific to them.
Yeah.
So in this one, it's, I'm so stinky because I've never showered and I'm, ooh, it's skinny and I tape my breasts up.
Oh, yeah. She's giving me Mulan.
You know, and when the moon hatched, it was my huge, massive tits.
Yes.
Barely squeezed into this dress.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm trying to think about other times that this happened.
Yeah. I mean, and there's always like, I'm so small.
Oh, yeah. In Fourth Wing, it's always, I'm so
I'm
tiny.
I'm so little.
And delicate and fragile. I'm 5'2". I'm Maddie size. But I'd blow away in the wind. Whoo. Mm-hmm. The goggles are bigger than me.
Not the goggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very that. That's hilarious.
And I always just love seeing what So Stinky was a new one.
Stinky was, yeah, because they really like,
I reek. And Kingfisher being like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I was like, She's like, I'll let you shower first. And he was like, don't you dare. I was like, what, bro?
Yeah,
what
is that
about? What is that about?
I know. These books get so insane sometimes.
What do
you
mean?
I'm like, what kind of, Callie, I'm not trying to like put any accusations your way, but sometimes I'm like, what kind of fucking fantasies do some of you people have?
No. Because Kingfisher swapped up every single time that they were getting intimate. All of a sudden, he was saying this, and I was like, "What? This came out of nowhere."
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's kind of so funny. I live, to be honest.
No. I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. But I think it's a little camp. You know what I mean?
It's just part of the journey.
Yeah.
It's what you're used to.
Yeah.
So.
And then she meets the king and stuff.
Meets this king. I was kind of
going to
Bellicon, yeah.
Bellicon, yeah, who's Kingfisher's stepdad. And then he has a sister, Everlane. What?
I was thinking of Credence.
Oh, those stepdads.
Those step.
Oh, that's
uncles. Uncle. Yeah.
We got to do five brothers. I can't just wait for that time to happen. Yeah, I'm still recovering. We're going to heal from, our thing.
Kingfisher gets dragged out. In front of everyone, he's feral, like, mm-hmm. because like he's losing his mind because the Quicksilver drives
him
crazy.
And he's been gone for eons, right? He's been gone for forever.
Not eons, but like 100 years.
Okay,
plus.
Well, that's a long time. Was that when he was in the labyrinth?
He was in that maze, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything gets put together. That's why he left for so long.
Right. And Everlane, she was so okay. Hello, my brain. She was so cute and kind and nice. Mm-hmm. And of course,
men. So he gets dragged out and he's growling and feral. And I was like, all I could think of was, oh no, he's hot.
He's hot and feral. Oh no.
Tatted up, heterochromia. Oh yeah. My gosh.
I love.
And this is when we find out his name is Kingfisher. And this is what I wrote. I was like, bring back Uncle Jake. I can't do Kingfisher.
Yeah. Immediately I was like, girl, what?
Like, what? That's like his title or something, right?
I know. I was hoping that there would
Fisher
be like
King or some
right.
I can wrap my head around that and his real name. Something. Nope. That's
yeah.
His
I was
full
hoping
name.
It was like a nickname or like like a title, like you were saying, mm-hmm. and his name was going to be something like fun, like
yeah,
like a Rowan, like thing. Nope. Kingfisher.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't think. Yeah. Fish. Why is that got to be in there?
He likes smells, you know.
Ew. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, I was just like I couldn't imagine her saying Kingfisher in that way. So I was like, all right, bring back Uncle Jake. That's all right. I can understand that one at least.
Yeah.
Weird. And then a little bit of backstory into the Fae and everything, because they're all Fae here, and she's the only human. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, so we were all vampires back in the day. I was like, that was interesting.
Okay, I was shocked when vampires all of a sudden
I was like, okay.
Were here.
Then I was like, oh, I guess the silver, because silver sometimes hurts vampires depending on the lore.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really put that together. Mm-hmm. Did you see Nosferatu?
No.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
I was dying.
Solomon, did you see Nosferatu?
Not yet.
It's so good. We know I love a vampire thing.
That was the other thing. Going back to the guy that Maddie's been talking to,
what?
She invited him to see Nosferatu. And he said that he was busy seeing friends that were out of town. And Maddie took that to mean that he hated her and never wanted to see her again. Despite the fact that Nosferatu is a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, and it was good.
That you had already seen.
Maybe he had already seen it, too.
Yeah, but we had talked. No, he hadn't
seen it.
Because we had talked about it.
I don't know. All I know is that all of us who are your friends were just like, I don't know, that one might be okay, Matt.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big time commitment.
But honestly, I don't think it's okay as much anymore.
Oh.
I'll update.
Oh, never mind then. All right.
But it's okay. I mean, it is okay. Like, I'm okay, but I just don't think it's going to. I don't think it's really going to. Continue.
Okay.
To be honest. Anyways, sorry.
So all the Fae were vampires, and there were still some vampire Fae out there. That's why they got their canine thing going on.
I love.
Is that why people just like the long teeth like that?
This is the vampire.
The vampire.
Oh, thing? Absolutely.
Okay.
You know.
Interesting. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 11. I just noted the title. It's called Swallow. Just. Thought something would be happening in that chapter. Never ended up happening. And then the next chapter, it did happen. Yeah. So
yeah,
after Swallow.
They kind of got into it kind of early. And I love.
I was just like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Interesting to see all that. Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. And then they're eventually tasked to like figure out this.
Yeah, whole. She gets tasked to fixing the Quicksilver.
Because they're like, you have a weird thing happening since she like was yeeted there through the quick whatever. They're like, work on this, girl.
You need to make us these magic relics to kill the vampires.
Because they can, like use the this Quicksilver to like.
They can't make it like she can.
Exactly. Because she can forge speak to it.
Yeah. Speaking of speaking to it, I was doing the dishes listening to the audiobook. And did you listen to the audiobook for this?
I did.
Bro, the Quicksilver speaking was scary.
It was so scary.
Fuck.
I know. It was scary.
I was doing the dishes and I broke a plate.
Did you really?
Because I was just washing and all of a sudden, Amber Athmore, I was like, what the fuck? And I.
No, it was scary.
And it broke and I was pissed.
Oh, no. it was kind of crazy. Those voice actors were giving.
Kelly Hart owes me a plate. That's all I'm saying.
And the two voice actors, they were great. I really liked them.
They did a really good job, but yeah. I just.
Enter Athmore.
I was like, what?
I never need to hear that freaking phrase again. That's for sure. Yeah. It was psycho.
So, and she's mad this whole time thinking about her brother. So she makes a deal with Kingfisher like, hey, you go and get my brother Hayden from the Third Ward. Third Ward. Gotta love it.
Of course.
Gotta love this classic dystopian fantasy wording. Generic. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, District 12.
Immediately understand what's going on? Yes, of course. The Third Ward. I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Where the Blight is. Yes.
Not the Blight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you circled the tree thrice?
Exactly.
Kingfisher is like talking about how he'll be able to find her brother by scent and stuff like that.
Because,
you know, you guys will smell the same, blah, blah, blah. But then he said something else that was really dumb right after he explained how we would find her brother.
What do you say?
And he's like, you think I can just find your brother? And she was like, what? Because he was like making a point that like he needed like her blood or something like that, like instantly to like smell the blood instantly. But I was like, bro, you just explained how easily you could.
Yeah. There was a lot of weird.
He kept treating her like she was a fucking idiot. When he was like telling her the exact opposite thing the rest of the time.
Yeah.
I was getting a little bit fed up with that.
Kingfisher, personally. Get a better fucking name and then start talking.
I just literally wrote, you just said that, you dick. You mean.
He is a dick.
He's a fucking asshole. I know.
Yeah. Toxic trait, kind of.
So.
He goes.
They make a deal though. And he was like, I will try to find your brother if you promise to listen to me. You know? And then they'd make that pact. And I was like, you know, that deal is going to be what does her in or something like that.
Yeah.
You'll have to listen to me. I'm familiar with the fey bargain bullshit. I've been around the block.
We've been
in the trenches of this fey system that you guys like to purport of bargains and deals.
Yes, we're aware. We can't have it be that generic.
I want to tell a story right now.
Okay, tell a story. Speak on it.
Why I would excel in a fey universe of these bullshit bargains.
Okay, go for it.
Specific as fuck.
Okay, specific as fuck.
When I was a kid, this is going into a bit of trauma here.
It's okay, really, I unleashed a lot of mine, so.
When I was a kid, my dad would take me. And we would always have marshmallows. That was the little treat of the snack, all right?
Okay.
He would ask me one day. He asked me. I'll trade you that marshmallow. And I had a big marshmallow. And I was little, so it was like a big marshmallow.
Yeah.
You know, I'll trade you that marshmallow for two marshmallows. And I'm a little four-year-old me. He's like,
Hell yeah.
I can count up to two. Two is more.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'll make that deal. And I handed him the marshmallow. And he gave me two little marshmallows.
I knew that was coming.
He gave me two little marshmallows. I don't think I've ever crashed out harder in my life.
He taught you a lesson.
That was the original crash out.
Yeah.
It took me a few times to learn that lesson, I think. Mm-hmm. He's very nice retelling the story now and says that I learned it after the first time. I don't think that's true because I remember this happening a lot more.
That's hilarious.
So either it traumatized me so much.
Yeah.
Aw. I flipped out. I lost it. Four-year-old me thrashed and I can't even lift anything to flip it.
Was he like, well, you made the bargain, so.
I mean, I think he eventually gave me back the marshmallow, but it's like, a good life
relax.
Lesson. Now I know I have to do that. If I have kids, I have to do that to them.
That's a good one. That is good. I
trade you that one big marshmallow for two equally sized of this size marshmallow, you know? Come on. No genie's getting the better of me.
Yeah.
None of this monkey paw bullshit. I'm locked in, you know?
Yeah.
Come at me, Kingfisher. Make a bargain with me.
Okay, period.
You'll try to find my brother if I listen to you. No.
You will
bring back my brother alive and unharmed.
Whose name is Hayden, not Carrion Swift, girl.
Mm-hmm. Not this one random guy that I've fucked. Who turns out to be a fae later on, I guess.
That was crazy! is.
I thought we were just throwing shit at the wall. That's why at the end, by the when we started this episode, I had finished the book and I was like, all right, whatever. All right. What are we doing?
That was crazy.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is.
Whatever.
Sorry. I'm tired of these non-specific bargains.
Yeah, they get them every time. Oh.
Excuse me.
And that was the last thing you ever said.
And then I died thinking of that marshmallow that I got swindled out of.
Damn.
By my own blood.
Damn.
All so. Right.
He goes, he finds Carrion, as we just said.
Yeah, so he goes on down.
Like, his scent was on him because they fucked, as he said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Her scent was on him.
And he's like bumbling idiot vibes until he's not.
Yeah, I kind of liked Carrion the whole
time. Me too,
because like, he was kind with of it.
Dropping bars.
He was, like, she was very pissed that she slept with him, but yeah. But like, she did have a good time.
And she too. Said he was kind of hot, so I, yeah, lived,
I was
girl.
Like, I was like, all right.
Get your bag.
Girl, yes. What's two times going to do to you? Come on.
Good for you.
Can I tap in? What are we doing? With Carrion. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm like, good for you
Not
guys.
With girl who's never showered in real life.
Yeah.
I feel like Carrion showered a lot. I feel like he offered her
before
Sarah,
and then
a bath,
like, no.
And she was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's
this
weird.
Is how I smell. I was like, what?
It's all me, baby.
It's all me. No, please don't. So I laughed so hard when it wasn't her brother and it was Carrion, because I thought that was a fun little twist.
It was cute.
Actually, I was like, okay, but then I instantly started not trusting Carrion.
Oh, really?
I was immediately like, something's up with this shit.
Well, I was like kind of thinking maybe they were going to have another little dalliance in between Kingfisher. But no, didn't happen.
No, because of how quickly she started getting with Kingfisher, I was like, all right, so yeah. Carrion's out, yeah. Obviously.
I thought maybe there was going to be like a, unless, oh, never mind. You know.
Maybe both, but no.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. I'd be
so,
down.
So, then this happened and, you know, she's like compelled to listen to his voice now because he upheld his end of the bargain.
Yeah.
I would argue the deal does not stand.
Because he didn't.
Me, as the law of all fates.
Of course.
And bargains in the fairy world,
Judge Judy herself.
If I were the fates of this universe, I'd be like, nah, hold on, man. That doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
You said you'd try to. She'll try to listen to you. How about that?
Yeah.
Then we can.
Yeah.
You try my patience right now, bro. How about we stick with that then right now?
Okay. And then how did they like go off on their adventure? How does that happen? I forget.
So, they immediately leave because the king like wants Kingfisher dead. The king,
right.
King is secretly working with the king of the vampires
and with the queen
Madra,
of the human. Because yeah.
She's also one of the vampires. I don't fuck.
I don't know. I was like, what
dude,
do you mean?
It was kooky. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Sure.
But they're like off on a quest with like
that was a good twist
friends.
At the end, I will say though. I was kind of caught off guard by that. So yeah. I'll give the credit for there. Yeah. Being like, oh, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Once again, every single time she gets taken anywhere by Kingfisher, he's always like being like, don't you understand? This is how. No, she
just got here.
I wrote, I'm getting really sick of his tone. Obviously, she doesn't get it. Shut up. Yeah. Stop being a dick.
Yeah, he's a dick, kind of. Yeah, it was wacky. But I love
the
quest.
Immediately, get to like the inn or something like that. That's right there with like the little fairy sprites that like start biting her.
Yeah, yeah, crazy. I liked all of the different like fae creatures and whatnot. It almost reminded me of like Crescent City.
Yeah.
With like all of the different.
No, I do love a bunch of magical creatures.
Me too. It also gave you guys, I played once Baldur's Gate. Have you played Baldur's Gate?
I'm familiar.
You're familiar? It reminded me of that, like with the way they're like going through these like portals and like giving in vibes. I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to be a Baldur's Gate girl, but I don't have a PC, but maybe I'll get one.
Get one, store all the smut couch content on it.
Well, I think I might. That would be nice for work and pleasure.
So they get to the inn and I was like, ooh, we're going to have an only one bed moment? We
nope.
didn't, but they still immediately start going at it.
Yeah.
Right after. And I just wrote this as a bit, but like with how quickly like Kingfisher was like able to get Sarah's where she needed to be.
Well, yeah.
I was just sitting there like, shh, I can do that too. It's not that impressive. 3 seconds in, she's already like, oh my gosh, whoa. I was just like, psh, amateur.
Too quick though.
Three whole seconds.
Too quick.
Mm-hmm.
Too quick.
That's how good he was.
I mean work. Yeah, yeah.
Takes me 2 seconds.
Oh God.
No, it takes me 2 seconds.
Oh yeah. That's so crazy.
All right. I'm kidding. We
then what
start
happened?
Chatting with Lorath, who Kingfisher gave a piece of his soul to live.
That's fun.
From this deep dive that we had into his life, I was immediately under thinking, like, well, bye, Lorath. We're going to be losing you.
Yeah, eventually
Fisher
something.
At the end of this book. Mm-hmm. Didn't end up happening at this book, but I know it's going to happen.
No. I love when you can fully tell that it's setting something like, up.
Chief, you ain't making it.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for you.
But I
it's
do
terminal.
Think that thing's interesting of the, like, the one who, is it the one who gave the soul? Or
yeah,
has to stay, yeah. Like, kind of as like a ghost haunting, like in between a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Their soul can't like go to rest. I'm like, damn, that sucks.
Who gave their soul to one of the royals?
I don't remember. Sorry.
Was it Bellatane?
Girl, Belicom? I have Belicom, no
whatever
idea.
The fuck? Or was it Malcolm? Also, fucking Malcolm being his name.
But oh, yeah. Malcolm and Hayden, get out. Those are two people from Orange County. Like, what?
Yeah, did you hear about Malcolm's house? Whoa, my
Whoa,
God.
Yeah. Malcolm and Hayden. Rip.
Malcolm got decapitated and his house got stolen by a human girl.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's so wild.
Now we got to bow to her. All right. Kingfisher finally gives the sad story about his mom.
Very sad.
And everything. And I was like.
Yeah.
Then they immediately start banging. Right after.
And then eventually I really liked the part when they, sorry if I'm skipping ahead, the few hundred pages of this book.
Yeah, blurs.
I was like, this is all
the same. Yeah.
Yeah. But when they went on their little excursion to that little like city, that was really cute. You know what I'm talking about? It was called, what was it called? They went on a little like trip and he had like an apartment there and it was like
vibes. Yeah. I kind of remember that.
You know, kind of what I'm talking about?
I kind of do. Like you said, it kind of did blur together. But
didn't it? And I don't mean that necessarily in a bad way. Like, I was vibing. But I'm kind of like...
So he's all like, my mom died horribly. And then they like bang immediately. I was like, oh, yeah, sucks that your mom died in such an awful way. Let's fuck. All right. And they do. Sure.
I don't know what it is, but I liked when they went on their little vacation.
Yeah, a little fun stuff right there.
Yeah.
This is where I hit God mode because I had predicted every single line Kingfisher threw out and like used. He wanted her to tell him something and she was like, I'm not good at like any jokes. I'm like, then he's like, no, I want something real. And I was like, I knew he was going to say that.
It's like so
I
like
you. Okay.
It's so like CW kind of, you know, like
Hallmark,
so
yeah.
And it's so like Vampire Diaries, which I live. But it, exactly. And it's just all that. And then
I also predicted the, she's like, are these the kind of clothes you imagine me wearing? I'm like, he's going to be like, I don't imagine you in clothes. And in sync with the audiobook, I don't imagine.
Yeah. We're pros at this now. We've been doing this for long enough. We know what's coming always.
Been doing it. I've been here. Been known.
Exactly.
Then she gets some STIs.
Yeah.
As tattoos.
What?
They bleed right onto her.
That was so wacky.
I wrote STT. Sexually transmitted tattoos.
Yeah. That's so funny. The way I clocked what you were trying to say as soon as you said STIs. Yeah, that was so wacky. If I woke up and there was a bunch of random tattoos on me, I'd be like, girl, what the fuck?
I'd be like,
wait, are they cute? And if they're not, we're going to have
to. Does it burn when you pee? What's the problem?
Oh, God. Is there an ointment for that?
Yeah.
For the tattoos? Guess not.
I don't know. They're just there
they're
now.
Just there.
Like, can I at least like can you go like 2 more minutes so we can just get it to move down a little bit?
Yeah, right.
It's like, can we adjust like where this ends?
Yeah, let me
like
place
that?
Them correctly.
Like what if you just got a giant, like, you know, that big old bird just right on your eye and you're just like, all right,
hell no.
Let's get it on my shoulder here instead. Come
on. Yeah.
So
hell no.
They do all that and she finally figures out a way a little bit afterwards. Cause he also bites her at this time, I think.
Yes.
And apparently Faye, it's taboo to like bite because they're
yeah,
because
she like brought it up and everyone was like, don't.
She's like, just talking about just doing straight anal in front of her. She's like, never mind. But that's like what it's feeling like in front of the
class. Yeah, they're like, whoa, please.
Girl, what the fuck? Like, I'm eating my porridge right now. What are you?
Not porridge.
Come on. Why are we talking about that right now? She's like, no, like if he bit me, it's like translated. Like if 8 guys just went at me at once.
Yeah.
And I was just like.
It's crazy. I love fantasy books. They're so unhinged.
So. She ends up breaking Danya's
sword. Mm-hmm.
Which was an old relic that had lost its power.
Hilarious.
Because she tried to kill Kingfisher.
And Danya's like mean, so she's like.
Danya kind of sucks, but like also, yeah. I'm kind of supporting Danya throughout this because like.
You love a hater.
I was like, I know she has reason to be fucking mad.
Yeah, I'd be pissed
too. People fucking suck.
Yes.
So,
and if that was my life, I'd be mad.
Blew up my family heirloom sword.
Yeah,
I'd be livid. And she's like, I'll fix it. I'll find a way to fix it. And she does. She finds a way to talk to the Quicksilver.
And then
they're like, give us a song.
Yeah.
Sing us a fun little song.
They're like, you got jokes, girl?
I know where you're going with the and then, but hold on, let me just finish the next part. Okay. So she gets, was it Lorath, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lorax to sing a song.
Yeah.
And he does. And then all of a sudden, no one else can remember the song. And it was a song about Kingfisher.
Yeah.
And the Quicksilver's like, yeah, it's our song now. And
our song is Slam His Green Door.
That's so good that you did that, because I wrote Taylor Swift wishes she could do this with her songs.
That was my secret song when I saw the Eras Tour.
Imagine she just steals all the Scooter Braun versions. And
hell
it's just like,
yeah. Well, then we wouldn't have the
only Taylor version.
Thank God TikTok is back for when Reputation Taylor's version happens. Oh, thank God. Sorry, I just
is it happening soon?
Oh, I mean, it better, girl. I need something. I need something to keep me going.
Yeah. So that's that. They start going at it again, and this is like the 10th time that she's been talking about how gross she is, but he's into that. So that's you know, going back. This
they found each other. I'm happy for y'all, I
he's
guess.
All like, no, this is how I want you. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Bro, maybe just like a rinse off though, right?
You know what? I can't
okay,
hate.
That's y'all, gonna be
y'all
right.
Y'all do you.
All right.
You do you, I'll do me. What?
Yeah, so when the sword gets fixed and made and everything like that, it ends up going to Lorath. It was his song in his blood that like it first touched, and it's like, we want him. And it and Danya is like, that's my fucking sword.
I would be so like, mad.
Not anymore. And everyone's treating Danya like she's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, it's her sword. I'd be a little like the queen.
I'd be so
Quicksilver
mad.
Lays claim to it. Like the wand chooses the wizard. I'm like, yeah, but I paid for the fucking wand.
Yes.
Reimburse me this shit.
My wand. Like, I would be so fucking mad.
I get that the sword is fucking sentient, but you need to pay me back for the fucking sword. It's transfer of fucking property.
And for the emotional damage that you're now, because I'm pissed.
Yeah, so she reaches for it and it explodes her hand.
I know. That was so bonkers.
Wild. I'm just like,
poor Danya. I'm like, go, just go elsewhere, girl.
And Sarah's just like, yeah, fuck you, Danya. I was like, did I miss? I must have missed something that she's getting this much hate.
I just think, well, you know what Carrion said? Well, then her and Carrion start to have a moment.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you know what Carrion said? And I said, work, I live.
I wrote it down.
You wrote it? I wrote it down.
Is it, I love a girl with a sharp tongue and a bad attitude.
And a bad attitude. I was like, me. Yes. No, he said that and I was like, I literally wrote that down too.
I wrote Attaboy Carrion.
Yes.
Godspeed, soldier.
Sharp tongue and a bad attitude. I love it.
So going to like the whole battle that's been progressing this throughout the plot of the story is that like there's this river that the vampires can't cross. Like these are like the dead, like mindless zombie ones.
It's the Darn, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. If you say so.
Yeah. I'm like the Darn, like not the dam, the Darn.
Well, because the dam would stop the river.
So yeah.
It's got to be the Darn.
Darn. Get it?
Yeah.
Stupid. Sorry.
I got it.
Thank you. No, me. I was stupid.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My joke was stupid. Anyway.
So they do the Game of Thrones strategy of just breaking the ice every single time they try to cross.
Yeah. The chapter was called Icebreaker. I said.
Yeah. I said, oh, is it now?
Mm-hmm.
I do. This girl definitely just watched Game of Thrones and designed this fight sequence here of them crossing the ice and everything. I was like, okay, yeah. It was giving kind of, since it was vampires and ice, it was giving Breaking Dawn.
Oh, I love.
A little bit right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, iconic, like Carlisle, when they kill Carlisle, but it's fake. That was so iconic.
So they start managing to cross or something like that at some point. They get under the water because they're just crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And she says something about how this isn't for me, you know, I'm just a girl from the streets of Zilvarin or whatever it is. And all I can think of is just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
She's like, what am I doing here?
The midnight train being the Quicksilver going anywhere. Just a city boy.
Hey.
Kingfisher.
Hey.
South Detroit.
Well, okay.
Which is
Labyrinth,
whatever. Whatever this fucking city.
Yara, I don't know, girl. They all sound the same. Yeah, you
the
know.
Dune place and then the Frozen Palace place.
Yeah.
Then the Vampire place. Those are the three places.
Yep.
We got Tatooine, we got Hoth, and we got vampires.
Period. Love.
All of a sudden, Elverine? What was the girl's name?
Everlane.
Everlane.
Yeah. She got got by the vampires.
She got got by the vampires. And we're like, how did that happen? Then we find out it was her dad gave him over. Because yeah. I was kind of sitting there like, how the fuck did they get? What?
I know, because she was missing for so long. And then I'm like, oh, there she is. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
And then they're just like, Malcolm's bitten her. So she's going to have to listen. And I'm sitting there like, I'm familiar with vampire alpha pure blood lore.
All yeah, right. yeah.
I'm with it.
My brain goes to compelling from Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. That's where my brain goes.
My brain goes from like, you know, the blood purity status of different vampire classes. Like we got full royal pure blood. So then it's an immediate connection right there that he's going to be able to control her. Whereas if like one of the mindless ones bit her, I was always like.
My vampire lore is so different from yours.
There's a lot of vampire lore out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? But I immediately locked onto what this one was going for. I was like, mm-hmm, all right, I'm with it. Because Cerys was asking, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? I'm like, Cerys, you got to get I get where Kingfisher's coming from. You got to get with it now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in the third act. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Let's pick this shit up.
Speaking of picking this shit up, we got 10 minutes. So.
Which I thought it was funny that they were like, we have a little bit of time before Everlane, like, has that. And I'm like, okay, sure.
So I was like, yeah, more time to fuck around and wait. Sure, why not? We'll find some witches. I was like, witches?
I know.
Where do they come from? But then I remember they were mentioned briefly at the start. Yeah. I was like, wait, they've just been chilling somewhere?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, she'll help us. And that witch was kind of kooky vibes.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw my phone here, but she, every single time that Kingfisher enters a room, she never like sees him. She's always like, I felt his presence instantly.
Yeah, I felt him through our bond.
Like a shadow through my bones.
Yeah.
Like the dark night rustling through my hair. I was like, girl, just use your fucking eyes. What?
Yeah.
Stop turning your backs to doors. It's not working out. Yeah. Just be looking.
You're always
like,
got to be aware. Always
oh,
face
there
the
he
door.
Is. Yeah. Oh, hey, Kingfisher. Thanks for walking on in normally without an eminence of power radiating from you.
Yeah. Hey, what Kingfisher. Also, your name's fucking stupid. Can I call you anything else?
Hey, John? Fucking, I don't know.
Ew. Okay, maybe not that.
The first name that came to mind. I don't know.
Yeah. Wacky. Anyways.
And I just got mad.
Yeah.
So, and this is where I was like, something I don't trust about Carrion. Like, what's he doing here? Why did he say he was Hayden? Yeah, he said to protect it. So then when I saw Madra there, I was like, oh, run, run. Carrion's a traitor. Carrion's a traitor.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case at all. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Turns out to be a fae.
Well, because before we get there, though, they have their moment where they're like, oh, we are mates. Let's
fuck.
Let's confirm our mating bond or whatever. And they do.
One
and he's like,
confirm that.
He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, we're together. Love you so much. Love you. She wakes up the next morning. He's gone. I was like, what? It's just like you were saying. Like he goes, he's a flip flopper.
Mm-hmm.
And he like dipped through and he's like, I'm going to push Everlane out and you guys wait for her. And then whatever. And
take the venom out
I'm going to sacrifice
don't worry
myself.
About yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. As if.
So then they go to save him.
Yeah, and then that's when we see Madra, right?
Yeah, Madra, the two kings.
Bellicon.
So I'm fucking King B.
King B and
Queen Am
and
King
fucking
Malcolm.
I'm like, sure, okay.
They're all working together and they're having a little chat. You find out about this awful deal that Kingfisher made.
Stupid.
Years ago.
Yeah, with the coin and the whatever. He this is when it got a little bit Greek. I felt like it was getting Greek myth vibes with the labyrinth. And with the, I thought that that King B, Malcolm and Madra, they were kind of, because they were like, you have to kill us all at once. It was giving like the three-headed situation, you know?
A Hydra?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of
thank
it?
You.
Okay.
I was like,
but then
oh.
That wasn't true because they killed Malcolm?
Right. I was like, huh? Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, okay, some Greek mythology now.
Sure.
Yeah. It kind of made me feel like that. But the fact that he was like stuck in that labyrinth for like 150 years and he's like, bitch, you can't sleep.
Labyrinths.
Yeah. Bitch, you can't sleep and you can't eat. That sucks.
But also he didn't need to.
Yeah, I know. But at least that would be something to like put your mind elsewhere, you know? Okay.
Get to the fucking center of the maze, bro. Don't take 150 years to do
it. But the issue was he couldn't find the coin because the coin was inside that demon spider thing.
Yeah, you never once checked inside the demon spider?
Well, me personally, I wouldn't go near it. No?
I guess. All
right. But right before that, that's when Carrion sacrifices himself. Going to sacrifice himself!
No, Carrion, no.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, and then he's
Malcolm
like.
Drinks his blood. I'm like, he's doing something. And I thought like, it was something with the sword that he got that he was going to be doing.
Yeah.
Something special. But it's like, no, I'm just royal fae. I was like, since when, bro? Get the fuck out of here.
They're like, he's a Dianthus. I was like, girl, who?
Word?
Yeah. Crazy. And then she finds the coin inside the
Spider
demon spider thing.
Yeah.
She kills Malcolm, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, she chopped his head off.
Yeah, and then
she's the queen of the vampires now.
Well, but then she gets yeeted to that god of chaos. Because
yeah, I hated
and
that.
And his twin girls were like, what's it like to fuck Kingfisher?
They were on a
That's
mission.
That's the first thing that they said to her. Yo,
that shit good?
Hey.
Because she specifies it was 3 hours of lovemaking. 3 hours is too long.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Too long. Someone's sore.
Yeah. Oh, girl, yeah.
Someone's sore, especially with the sizes that she was talking about.
Just
hydrate.
Girl, yeah.
Get some vitamin C. Get some electrolytes. Let's.
Right. Are you like taking a Celsius, you know, before? In between,
like, surely.
Yeah.
That's got, even for like him, I'm like, you got to be chafed at this point, bro. What are you? That's too much. That's too much of that. But they were like, so how was it?
Yeah. They're like, please tell us. And then,
our dad won't let us.
That was crazy. Oh, Ian's calling me. Hi, Ian, if you're listening. Ian. I'm sorry, I'm recording a podcast. But, yeah. And then he's like, oh, I've been trying. So the reason why you weren't born, you were supposed to be Faye, but I made sure you weren't born Faye. You were born
Zilvaren.
Because you guys can't get together. Because as soon as you guys get together, it's not your fault necessarily. It's not because you, but that is going to ignite the end of the universe. I was like, what?
So maybe go for your plan B relationship option, just me personally.
Yeah, go for Carrion vibes.
Go for Carrion vibes. With that
well, part. I just was like, I have such like a syndrome of thinking I am the main character that I if I were her, I'd be like, sounds about right.
Yeah, of course.
My love would bring upon the end of the universe because I'm just that girl, you know? I mean, I can't talk to the boys, but it'll get there eventually.
No, that's like the universe trying to protect the universe.
Oh, see, okay, that's my fear. That's what it is.
Fuck.
Yeah, so maybe y'all don't want me to get over my fears.
So she gets turned into a vampire to live because she gets
half vampire, half fae, which has never been done before, never been seen before.
I like that. Different.
Totally new, one of a kind.
And, you know, she's in charge of the vampires because whoever kills the last king, you know, gets to be king.
Yeah, he's like, you're the queen of the vampires. And she's like, girl, huh?
Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Kooky.
What if you were just like, I'm good. Give it to this other secondary vampire guy who just changed me because he seems like a G. Seems like
yeah. Thaladius?
That guy?
Thaddy? Yeah.
Thaladius.
Yeah, he's kind of Thaladius. A homie. I kind of like him.
Thaladius. Okay. Thaladius.
It is phonetically sounded out like.
Thaladius.
Yeah, he's a homie I love.
Yeah. I mean, he started off, you know, holding Everlane.
Yeah.
And was like, geez, with us. But it's like, he was also like, bro, I was a slave. I fucking hated that.
No, I think he's going to be fun. Anyways, that's Quicksilver.
Yeah. I want to read the second one. Is the second one out yet or no?
No. I don't even think this
I'm not reading books anymore, guys.
I know. It's
the
hard.
Podcast is over. Burn it with TikTok.
I don't even think that the next one's been announced yet. Like what it's going to be.
I'm going to throw up.
Sorry. Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I like a romanticy that's like kind of silly and like Parker. I called you Parker. That's my best friend's name. Sorry. Alexandros. It's okay. Relax. It's okay.
I want to keep reading stories. I don't want to like, I liked where it ends off. I always like where these books end off and they're just like, maybe in a year, if you remember. I'm like, I'm not gonna remember.
I know, and we kind of have a track record of being like, we're gonna read it, and then we don't.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, we will. We'll do it. But I did like her. I do think it was very generic romanticy, and that's not a read. It's just like, it is what it is.
I mean, it's generic because it follows all the
exactly.
Points. Like, from the second I started reading the book, I clocked it for what it was.
Oh, yeah. And, like, that's fun. Like, if you know what you're gonna get, and you're gonna be satisfied with what you
get. You're like, this was good.
Exactly. I think that's why, though, I really liked Miss When the Moon Hatched right there, because it was a romanticy that kind of broke the formula.
Sure, yeah. Sure it did.
Alexandros, please. With like the way that it was set
tits
up.
And everything.
Well, of course. I mean in the way that it was told. You know what I'm saying?
With with the memory and everything. Yeah.
But I did like Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Can we change his name though, please?
Yeah, I'm just.
I kind of thought his name was going to be Quicksilver, and then I was like, oh, it's not. Because why is he, to be honest, why is he the cover when she's the main character? To get the girlies.
Yeah.
To get the girlies, I guess.
Yeah. I'm looking at that. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, but I thought that would be his name based on
Quicksilver.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot that he has nightmares and is tortured.
Of course he does. They all do.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
When every like, man has like, nightmares and is tortured. We're all deep and mysterious and complex. All
right? Yeah, okay.
I'm probably a little bit more complex and deep than Kingfisher is. Sure. That's just me.
Yeah.
You know, some might say that.
Some.
But I'm probably definitely much better in bed than he is.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, okay, sure. I'm so sure.
But, you know, that's them saying that, not me.
Of course. Okay.
Whoever they are.
Well, that's it, everybody.
I don't know what to do with this. Yeah. Enough here, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, next time we're going to do...
Are we doing it?
Yeah.
Are we... Fourth Wing or...
Well, what do you think?
I think we could do the new one.
I think, yeah, we'll just do Onyx Storm.
Onyx Storm. All right. Jumping right into Onyx Storm. Maybe we'll circle back to Fourth Wing a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to have our fingers on the pulse.
We'll follow.
I haven't read Iron Flame yet, so I got to read both.
Binge that.
I will. And it'll be fun.
Into our Fourth Wing lore is, I like the first one. I thought it was fine. I think people get too mad about hating it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just okay. Second one immediately made me hate it. I was like, I'm so bored.
Oh, really?
I didn't. Cause just,
don't tell me that.
The second one, I feel like it's just boring. I didn't get what happened. Some people loved it though. Like all my friends that read it, they were like, oh my God, I love it. I was like,
I hear that like the love interests like spend most of the book apart. I hate when that happens.
I will not.
Okay. But I hate anything. When that happens. But I have.
We love a good throne room scene.
Oh, hell yeah. I do have a dragon tattoo, and everyone asks me if it's a fourth ring tattoo. And I have to say no.
Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, that's all, everybody. That's that. See you next
Onyx
time
Storm
for Onyx Storm.
For next time.
Bye-bye. Love you.